That voice. Not the end of history. I wish to thank Alan Dowd for his history lesson on the rise and fall of the Berlin Wall, November. I remember well where I was when it went up and when it came down. As a teen, on a Sunday evening, we watched the initial stages on the news. Then, of course, we heard of potential wars, the Bay of Pigs, the Cuban Missile Crisis. A news junkie, I read papers all the time. By 1989, I had served my time on active duty and was out of the reserves. On a business trip to Seattle, a few buddies and I shared a room and went to our evening meal, and then back to the hotel until the meeting began the next day. I turned on the TV at 11 p.m. to watch the news. With the time difference, it was light in Berlin, and I saw masses of West Germans with every kind of axe, sledgehammer, and any such implement you can imagine breaching the wall. It was one of those great moments in history. The downside of the evening, as it was a slow news day in Seattle, was that a young reporter went to a local Jewish leader who predicted that this was a bad thing, as a unified Germany could only spell doom. One of my buddies wondered where he had been for the last 20 years. 5 years later, I was in a new profession and did some contract work at a secure facility in the D.C. area. For lunch, our contact took us to the cafeteria, and from there into a grassy courtyard where three sections of the wall were mounted. Again, thanks, Mr. Dowd. God bless all who perished trying to escape the chains of communism, and the leaders whose steadfast faith made that moment possible. Roger Melchior, Ellenton, Florida. A Duty to Lead. An interesting, although somewhat discouraging, interview with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. November. There are 38 ambassadorships and 256 key posts for which the president hasn't even nominated anyone, despite a law requiring him to do so within 300 days. Overall, more than 1,200 federal positions that require Senate confirmation have gone unfilled more than 3 years into this presidency. This situation is not having a positive impact in delivering, as Pompeo states, good diplomatic outcome. Does the administration really believe it can single-handedly fix the issues our president broke to begin with? On the Islamic State, Pompeo says, "We know the threat remains and will be dogged in protecting America from it." By pulling a small contingent out and abandoning allies, then going back with no professional and knowledgeable or expert diplomatic corps? Where is our foreign policy? Whims don't work in world decisions and our national security. Rick Gonzalez, Phoenix. For Secretary of State Pompeo to pontificate about our duty to lead while his administration abandons our Kurdish allies in Syria to the brutal Erdogan regime, well, ironic hardly says it. Besides betraying friends who by far bore the brunt of the fighting and the casualties against the Islamic State, this action has delivered Syria to Russia, Iran, and Turkey, and effectively ended U.S. influence there. And not only there. What message is Taiwan to take from this? South Korea? The Baltic countries? We and they face far more formidable foes in those places than Turkey. Joe Farrell, Cambridge, Ohio. From 1969 to 2019 to 2069. On the American Legion's 50th anniversary in 1969, then National Adjutant William F. Hawke wrote, "We are disturbed over some of the things that are happening on our college campuses. The major difference between those students and today's is much more dramatic. Students then opposed a war they felt was immoral, whereas today, young people in our colleges and universities are openly attacking the principles on which this nation was founded. Even more troubling is the abandonment of those principles by the very people sworn to defend them. Far too many members of Congress have the audacity to call themselves lawmakers. National Adjutant Daniel Wheeler's letter that will be opened in 2069 makes no mention of this growing assault on our way of life, and I find this very unsettling, given that Americanism is one of the Legion's four pillars. Victor Davis Hanson's recent commentary, "The Death of American Citizenship," expresses my concerns better than I ever could. What he says echoes the late Georgie Ann Geyer, who warned in 1996 that we are becoming Americans no more. Adjutant Dave Gorak, Post 242, Lavelle, Wisconsin. Left on the Moon. There is a very important omission in the small article about things left on the moon. Rapid Fire, November. My cousin, the Reverend John Maxwell Stout, was NASA's chaplain for the astronauts. The Apostles of Apollo is an account of his efforts to serve them. Stout and astronaut Edgar Mitchell were instrumental in the development and placement of a Bible on the moon's surface. David Stout, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. USS Abner Reed. I enjoyed the article about this ship, Rapid Fire, November, but it did not include the destroyer's full designation, DD-526. David M. DePaola, Jacksonville, North Carolina. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana 46206. Magazine at legion.org.